Hello.
Hi, my name's Ahmad. I'm with the Legal Intake Center. I have a new potential Roundup claimant, Jeffrey Crummel. He's on the line.
Yes, you can go ahead and transfer him.
Thank you.
Hi, Ms. Crummel.
Yes.
Hi, Ms. Crummel. My name is Adrian. Again, calling from a recorded line. And may I have the first name, please, Mr. Crummel?
My first name? Yeah,
Yes.
Jeffrey, Jeffrey.
Perfect. Thank you for that. And I'm going to go ahead and ask you a series of questions here on this intake form. And then, so we could go ahead and, see if we pre-qualify you for the Roundup lawsuit here. So, Mr. Kreml, would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Roundup lawsuit?
Yeah.
Did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from another law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents with another law firm, correct?
Correct.
That's yes, correct?
Yes.
Thank you. And were you yourself or someone you love diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after spraying Roundup?
Myself.
I'm very sorry to hear that, Mr. Kremmel. And do you know by chance the subtype of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
What does subtype mean? Do you mean like the if it's like large B cell?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, large B cell.
Large B cell. And have you had more than one non-Hodgkin's lymphoma diagnosis?
No, that one was my first one, my only
Okay.
one.
And who's filing this claim? Is this yourself for yourself?
Yes, sir.
And what year were you diagnosed?
I want to say 19, 2019. No, yeah.
Do you remember the month and day by any chance?
I want to say like May, around May 5th. I'm not sure it's exact date.
Okay, May 5th. So I have here 5/5/2019. So when the attorney does call you within the next 48 hours, they do want to go ahead and confirm the answers. So we do want to make sure, we have the right answers, and when they do call you, it just matches, so everything just flows, easily, and we don't have to come back to this and redo anything. So just remember that date is May 5th, 2019 is when you received a diagnosis.
Okay.
Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
And then where did you or your loved one spray Roundup? Home, work, or
Home.
both?
Yeah, our home.
Home. And can you go ahead and list the home address of where you used it?
Yes, I used it on 1086 2 3rd Avenue, Hesperia, California.
1086 to
Third.
third. And what was the
And then
rest?
Hesperia, California.
Hesperia.
92345.
Say 10862. I have 10862 Third Street, Hesperia, California, 92345.
Yep.
Thank you for that confirmation. And you do have medical records showing that you were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, correct?
When I moved, I lost them about like 6 or 7 months ago, but I can get them from the hospital if you guys need them, or I
Okay,
can give you guys
perfect.
the permission.
Okay, great. Yes, just because we, well, the law firm that you would be assigned to would need that electronically or mailed to them. And then have 10862 Third Street. And then, did any colleagues, neighbors, or others in your home spray Roundup by any chance?
I mean, it was mostly just me. My dad's too old to do the gardening stuff, so.
Okay. You were the only one that was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after spraying it.
Yes.
And what was your age at the time of diagnosis?
I was 28.
And then, do you have a birth certificate?
I do.
And how many years have you or your or how many years have you sprayed Roundup for?
We've used it for years, maybe 10, 11 years, to be honest.
So would you like me to go
We've
ahead and
used it,
paint
yeah,
ten?
we used it growing up.
Okay, so would you like me to go ahead and put 10 years?
Yeah, please.
Okay, and then these are yes or no questions here. Have you sprayed Roundup for at least 10 days or more?
Yes.
The phone we're speaking on, is this a smartphone or a landline?
This is a landline.
Landline. And are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes.
And then I'm going to go ahead and read off some illnesses, and then you let me know if you have any of these that I'm reading below or that I'm about to read right now. HIV, AIDS, autoimmune disease, hepatitis C, rheumatoid arthritis, diabetes mellitus, cancer requiring chemotherapy, family history of cancer, Epstein-Barr, lupus, hepatitis B, or organ transplant.
No.
No. Okay, thank you for that confirmation. And then your main injury or medical problem you said was non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
And then can I get your first and last name, please?
Jeffrey Crummel, JeffreyCrummell, Crummell.
I have Jeffrey, Jeffrey Crummell, Crummell.
Yep.
Thank you. And then do you have a suffix by any chance?
No.
Can you go ahead and confirm your gender for me, please?
No.
And then are you married?
No.
What is your marital status?
Single or never married?
Okay, and what is your date of birth?
8/12/92.
I have 8/12/1992. And then can I get your social security number, please?
603-60-3000.
I have 603-60-3000.
Yes, sir.
And then how did you first learn of a connection between Roundup and your injuries slash cancer?
Well, first, like speculations was when I saw the commercials after I got diagnosed, and then kind of just put it together.
I see. And then when did you first become aware that your injuries may have been related to Roundup?
With the commercial, and then that's when I kind of got a inkling about it and started talking to my doctors,
I see.
seeing if it
And
might be.
what was that date? When did you first become aware?
I want to say October of 2020.
Okay, so when you first became aware that your injuries may have been related to Roundup, it was October of 2020. And then can I get your height and weight from you, please?
I am 5'8" and I'm 170 pounds.
170. And then can I get your primary contact email, please?
CALI calibi8500@gmail.com.
I have calibi8500@gmail.com.
Yep.
And then a primary phone number, would it be 442-353-3680?
My cell phone number would be 840-233-9411.
I have 840-233-9411.
Yep.
And that's your mobile, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
And then the best time of day for the attorneys to reach you, would it be morning, afternoon, or evening?
Maybe afternoon-ish.
Okay. And how many times per month slash year did you use Roundup for? How many times a month would you say you used it for?
2 to 3, because I sprayed at least twice a month. So okay. 2 to 3.
So would you want to go ahead and put 2 or 3?
I mean, does it make a big difference? Or well, it probably does, huh?
Just so,
I mean, sometimes I do 2, but sometimes I do 3. It's just, I didn't want to kill my plants either. So
yeah.
So you can just put 3.
3. Okay. So 3 times a month. So there's 12 months out of the year. So you would spray it about 36 times. And how many years did you spray Roundup for?
About 10 years altogether. I mean, we grew up with it, so.
Yeah, we did put 10 here. So 36 times 10 would be
360.
And then, so we're going to go ahead and put 360 here for how many times you used it a year. And then did you spray Roundup? This is a yes or no question here. Did you spray Roundup for at least one full year before your diagnosis?
Yeah.
And when did you start spraying Roundup? Approximately, do you remember the date of when you started spraying, when you first started spraying Roundup?
Like, it was around, like, July, like, it was after 4th of July, I think, when I was a kid, like, 2010, so July of 2010, or 2011.
So, we're going to go ahead, just remember this date or put it down somewhere, just so when the attorneys do confirm the answers. When you started spraying Roundup, we're putting July of 2011, and then approximately when did you stop spraying Roundup?
October of 2021, I believe. Yes, 21.
So 10/1 of 2021 is when you stopped spraying Roundup, correct?
Yeah.
And why did you stop spraying Roundup?
After I got diagnosed and everything, and they told me I should stay away from it, and then especially starting treatments.
Yes. Yeah, and when was it applied? Seasonally, yearly, monthly, or unknown?
It was the Roundup?
Yeah.
Monthly.
And then how was it applied? Hand sprayer, backpack, tractor?
Backpack.
And did you use any protective gear when applying Roundup?
No.
No. And when did you apply it, and how big of an area was it applied? Was it residential, commercial, farm?
Residential.
And how big of a residential was it? Residence.
I believe it was like an acre, maybe at most.
One acre.
You know.
Okay. And in what state did you use the product in?
California.
And what was your exposure? Was it occupational / commercial, agricultural, or residential?
Residential.
And how were you exposed to the Roundup? Were you directly exposed through?
Yeah, I'd get overspray on me when I'd spray, so I was directly exposed.
And how were you exposed, directly or indirectly?
Directly.
And did you personally spray Roundup?
Yes.
And how often were you present during the application of Roundup?
Every time.
How many exposures to Roundup have you had in your lifetime? I believe we said you did
We said 360
three
degrees.
sixty, yes, 360. And do you live near a water well?
I don't think so.
And do you get your water from a well?
No.
Have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides?
Nope, Roundup is our go-to.
Okay, and have you been exposed to benzene?
I'm not sure what that is.
Benzene. It's like a different chemical, another chemical.
I don't think so.
No? Okay. And have you been exposed to Agent Orange?
No.
So for the question, have you been exposed to benzene? It's a no, correct?
Yes.
And what type of Roundup was used? Concentrate or premix?
The premix of already mixed with water.
Okay. And when and where was the Roundup purchased? Was it like a Home Depot?
Yeah, Home Depot.
Home Depot. And describe what purchase information you may have or can obtain. Do you have proof of purchase, like pictures, credit card receipts?
I could go through my history and probably pull my credit card receipts.
And do you have receipts of your Roundup purchases? Yes or no?
Yes.
And do you have any Roundup in your possession?
No.
Have you ever smoked?
No, I don't smoke.
Are you currently employed?
No.
Have you lost any time from work because of surgery or treatment related to your conditions?
Yeah.
And if yes, provide the dates you were unable to work.
Just the dates?
Yeah, it says provide the dates you were unable to work, like years or something like that.
The year I know the years because it was about 6 months, honestly.
Okay. And what were the months between?
It was October to trying to do the math in my head, and it's hard. October, November, December, because I was in the hospital for 3 days or 7 days after I find out, and then treatment was about 6 months long.
So about like April.
Yeah.
April. And what year was that?
That was of 21.
Okay, so I have April to, or no, sorry, I have October 21 to April of 22.
Yeah.
Okay, October of 21 to April to of 2022. And have you ever been in the military?
No.
Have you ever been involved in any other lawsuits?
No.
Have you ever filed a disability or workers' compensation claim?
No.
Have you ever filed for bankruptcy?
No.
And other than minor traffic offenses, parking tickets, and such, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
No.
And what was your diagnosing physician name?
Dr. Miller, Ronald Miller.
Ronald Miller. And what was the physician address?
12. You mean like where his institute, like the Oncology Institute?
Yeah.
12370 Hesperia Road.
12370.
Hesperia Road, and then it's Suite 17.
And
And it's Victorville.
is the hospital name the same as
The
the
Oncology Institute.
Oncology Institute, is it the same as the hospital and the healthcare facility for you? Or do you have
Yes,
different
that's what.
hospitals?
No, well, I was diagnosed at like at Desert Valley, but I went to the Oncology Institute from then on.
Okay, so do you have a different oncology than a hospital?
No.
No. Okay, so it's all the same address, same as
Yes,
the
sir.
healthcare
Yes,
as
sir.
well. Okay,
Yes, I'm
so
sorry about that. I didn't understand the question.
no worries, no worries. And what was that address again? 12370.
Hesperia Road, Hesperia.
Sorry, can you spell that one more time?
Hesperia Road, Suite 17, Victorville, California, VICTORVILLE,
One,
nine two
two,
three nine
three.
five.
And that's the Oncology Institute, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So that's the same. The Oncology Institute is the same as the healthcare facility and the hospital name, correct?
Yes, sir.
And the doctor name is Dr. Ronald Miller. And do you have a medical record that indicates cancer diagnosis and type? Yes or no?
I can get them. I don't have them at the moment, but I can get them.
Okay.
Or you guys can get them either or if you guys need permission.
Okay. And do you remember his phone number by any chance?
I don't.
Okay, I could just pull this one up here, the one that's on Google here. Oops. And what was the date that you were treated at the hospital and healthcare, or when you were diagnosed, I should say.
My first treatment
Yeah,
was
when you...
October 15th of 2021.
October 15th of 2021, 10/15, 2021. And then how has your diagnosis of lymphoma impacted your life?
I mean, other than having to take off work, and then the medical bills, it kind of made it hard to get back up on my feet.
Yeah, no, I understand. Medical bills, employment, medical bills. And then so I have the same oncology institute is the same as hospital healthcare facility and oncology practice. Doctor's name is Dr. Ronald Miller. Date that you were treated at all those was 10/15 of 2021, and his practice phone number I have here that I got from Google. And then what type of treatment did you receive of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma? Was it stem cell transplant, chemotherapy,
I
immunotherapy?
got chemo.
Chemo. What about radiation, surgery?
I had chemo for like 6 months and then I had surgery.
Surgery. Okay, and what's your full address?
My full address right now
Yes.
is 9655
One.
9th Avenue.
I got 9655 Ninth Avenue.
Ninth. Yeah, the number nine, not NINE.
Yeah, Ninth
Okay.
Avenue, Hesperia.
Yep.
Okay, I have nine
Nine, two,
six.
three, four, five.
Perfect. Yes, I have 9655 Ninth Avenue, Hesperia in San Bernardino, California. San Bernardino County, and then California in zip code is 92345. And do you have an apartment number by any chance?
No.
Okay, perfect. And we request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones Typically, we can only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period of time, so this precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. So would you like to go ahead and put somebody for an emergency contact?
You can put my dad.
And do you live with your father?
Yeah.
Father. And what is his name?
Dave.
Dave. And what's his last name?
Yeah. Crummel. C-R-U-M-M-E-L.
C-R-U-M-M-E-L. And what's his phone number?
This is the number that we're talking on right now. The 442 number.
Oh, okay.
4-4-2-3-5. Yeah, this is the house phone.
Lucy.
4-4-2-3-5-3-3-6-80. And then do we have permission to contact Dave Crummel?
Yeah.
And then I'm going to go ahead and just finalize everything here, make sure the agreement, everything is correct. Let me just go ahead and confirm and double check it with you before I send it over to you. And then I'm going to go ahead and help you out step by step on how to go ahead and do the DocuSign. And then once we do that, you should be receiving a call within the next 48 hours from one of the attorneys that you'd be assigned to.
Okay.
So let me go ahead and just double check and confirm everything with you that make sure all the spelling and everything is correct. So I have Jeffrey Crummel, J-E-F-F-R-E-Y, Crummel, C-R-U-M-M-E-L, and street address is 9655 9th Avenue, Hesperia, California, 92345. Telephone number is 840-233-9411. Email address, caliboy8500@gmail.com. Date of birth is 8-12-92. Social security number, last four digits is ending in, or I'm going to say the full digits, 603-60-3000. And
yep.
Is everything correct there?
Yep.
Perfect. So I want to go ahead and send that to you via email and SMS text message. So let me know when you have that pulled up, and then I'll go ahead and help you on step by step on how to do the DocuSign. And then also put me on speaker so it'll be easier for you on how to listen to me as well.
Okay, Adrian Lopez.
Yes, sir. So go ahead and open that up and click the link.
Okay.
And then once you go ahead and click that link, it's going to go ahead and ask you for permission, like agreements. So go ahead and click those boxes. You go ahead and click the yellow continue button at the bottom right of your screen. And you may also have to click a yes button to allow consent and check a box that says I agree to use electronic records and signature, then continue. At the top right of the page, you'll also see a yellow start button. Go ahead and click it and it'll direct you to your first signature field. So that small yellow box, please click it and it'll prompt you to draw your signature with your finger and hit adopt and sign. So once you go ahead and do that, just make sure your signature is inside the box, inside the margins. Go ahead and click adopt and sign afterwards. And now go ahead and hit the yellow next button at the top right of the page, and it'll lead you through everywhere to tap so your signature goes on those fields. Once you get to the initial fields, it'll have you draw your initials and then tap on all the initial fields to input your initials on all the required sections. And then now back to the top right of the screen. The yellow box at the top right of the screen should say finish. If it doesn't say finish, it should say next, and that means you might have missed a signature or an initial.
Okay. Finished.
You finished? Okay, let me go ahead and just double check on my side here. Perfect, Mr. Crummel. It does say that you have completed it. So let me go ahead and give you their direct line. Again, they should be calling you within the next 48 hours. If they do not call you within the next 2 days, then go ahead and give them a call. But just wait 48 hours to give them a call. So do you have a pen and paper in hand so I can go ahead and give you the direct line?
Yep, go ahead.
Perfect. So their direct line is 909-906-3862. Again, that's 909-906-3862.
Okay.
Perfect, Mr. Cromwell. Well, thank you so much for your time. And do you have any questions or concerns before I let you go?
Nope, I think that's everything.
Perfect. Well, again, just wait 48 hours to give them a call. If for whatever reason they do not, give you a call if they're busy, but I'm sure they'll go ahead and give you a call within the next 2 days. But other than that, thank you so much for your time, and I really hope you enjoy the rest of your day, okay?
Thank you, man.
Thank you so much. Have a good night.
You have a
Bye-bye.
wonderful day.
You
Bye-bye.
too. Thank you. Bye-bye.